all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Have you sat in or driven a new Ram truck lately? Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to come in today. You'll be glad you did. At More Motor Sales in Carroll, we have a huge selection of 2014 Rams, which happens to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, 2 years running. Speaking of trucks, here's a guy who sold more trucks than there are fish in Lake Huron. Scott Provost of Sandusky has long been a bow tie guy in the truck department, but now he's seen the light in Ram truck. Scott, start a list for us on the advantages of 2014 Ram trucks.
Better fuel economy, an incredible ride for driver and passengers, advantage Ram trucks. With now an available half-ton truck with a diesel engine, Ram trucks have better towing capacity and advantage Ram with the best interiors. Come see me, Scott Provost, at More Motor Sales in Carroll. I'll be glad to show you a real truck, the 2014 Ram truck.
At More Motor Sales, M81 west of Carroll.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools, a Michigan Department of Education top 10% reward school. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. And now, not only is it March Madness in high school basketball, but March is also Reading Month. USA Schools wants to remind students and parents to engage in reading opportunities that will enhance thinking and meet English language arts standards. Readers become leaders. Reading is the one skill that everyone needs to learn and that will lead to success in life. Don't forget to visit your local school and community library too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
You can always trust Michigan to deliver some pretty extreme weather, especially in winter. And you can always trust Kohler's Propane to keep you one step ahead of that forecast. Kohler's Propane is your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust, Kohler Propane, at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Catch all of the WLW Sports action in more ways than just the radio. Stream online at WLWSports.com or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. And, of course, don't forget about Twitter at WLW Sports for live in-game updates all throughout the action. 12 and a half before tipping off, we have the Harbor Beach Pirates and the USA Patriots. A rematch in the making 364 days ago. We saw these teams on the court, and Harbor Beach snuck out a one-point victory, hitting a three when they're down by two with 6 seconds left in USA. Let's take a look at the Harbor Beach Pirates. They enter tonight's game at 17-3 overall, now winning their last eight games after starting out the season at 9-3. They're 8-2 in league play, finishing one game behind first place Marlette in the Greater Thumb East. Harbor Beach is coached by Ron Rubel, who has the last four district trophies in his possession. This season, the Pirates overall score 63.5 points per game, and they give up 50.1 per outing. So overall, they have an advantage by 13.4 points. On the road, technically tonight's neutral, but Harbor Beach has faced all three of its losses. They score more, actually, on the road at 65.2, but their defense allows a bit more at 54.1. So by the numbers, the Pirates have an 11-point advantage away from the Sunrise side. So now we ask John Mooney for his keys to a Pirate victory.
Clark, in this second meeting between these two squads, to avenge their season-opening loss, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates are going to look for a real fast start. They're going to need to push the tempo to keep the Patriots off balance and out of their comfort zone. In other words, this is going to be 32 minutes of mayhem if everything goes right for the Pirates. Now, Harbor Beach is smart enough to know that if they took their foot off the accelerator, then momentum is going to swing automatically to USA. If I'm looking for one key and one key only for the Pirates, stay out of foul trouble.
Harbor Beach is 7-3 on the road, even though tonight is technically a neutral game. In those three losses, the Pirates scored 12 points less than their average. They also give up 8 more points than normal. The Pirates lost to USA in the very first game of the season, and I'm not making excuses by any means, but prior to that game, Harbor Beach had completed 2 practices due to an extended football season. Needless to say, though, the USA team they faced has improved drastically as well. There's much more to come on the WLW Sports Network. We're going to continue to break down the Harbor Beach Pirates and then take a look at the USA Patriots on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school basketball. Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I like the things that officiating gives to officials: confidence, decision-making abilities, be able to work in teams.
Because I love sports. I've been involved in educational athletics all my life, and I like to give back to the kids and the athletes and the parents and the schools.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA, a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
Stop the run. Stop the run. Can't stop the run. They can't stop the run.
Tonight's broadcast is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 5S and 5C. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight. Our Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, also with us tonight doing the stats. The Pirates' tale, aside from 1 week of the season here, Harbor Beach has been nearly perfect on the season. They lost to Sandusky and then Marlette within 5 days. Otherwise, the Orange and Black have 2 separate game win streaks under their belt. In the 3 losses for the Pirates, the average loss margin is 7. 5 to Sandusky, 3 to Marlette, and 15 to USA. I can't read my own handwriting. Ryan Brown, of course, is with us tonight as our sideline correspondent. And Mr. Brown, what do you think the Pirate defensive scheme will be to contain the offensive weapons of USA?
Well, defensively, I think they're going to have to mirror something similar to what Cassidy did, because Cassidy laid a good blueprint for teams going forward on how to defend USA. Harbor Beach is going to have to mirror that, come up with something of their own with their own Pirate twist on it, and shut down the big three of Sines, Kramer, and Ballard. Because when the two guards get rolling, they feed off each other. They start knocking down threes, and then once they're shooting threes, that opens up the inside for Ballard to do his thing in the block. So they're going to have to shut down those three, come up with something similar to what Cassidy did, but with their own Pirate twist, Clark.
They're currently on an 8-game winning streak, and in the last 8 games, the average margin of victory for the Pirates has been 17.9 points. The Pirates are trying for their 5th straight district championship tonight, a record held by the USA Patriots from 2005 to 2009. Time for another quick break in the WLW Sports Break on Network. When we return, we'll break down the USA Patriots.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only